7:52, 75 degrees on the Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line at 393-3700 and talk with Jason Forcier, who's the Vice President of Automotive Solutions for A123 Systems. Jason, how are you?
Hey, Tony, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being on the program. What does A123 Systems do?
We provide lithium-ion batteries and energy storage solutions for automotive grid storage and some commercial applications.
Now, the shares of your stock soared, and after struggling a little bit, you found a major breakthrough in electric vehicle battery technology. Tell us about this.
Yeah, it's called EXT. It's a change to the chemistry that we put into our batteries that allows us to operate over a wider temperature range. Some people probably wonder why that's important. It's important in cars because it allows us to operate in underhood environments, for example, where the starter batteries are located. So we have a product that replaces the starter battery in what's called a microhybrid or a start-stop system. It's also important in applications like remote cell towers that might see extreme temperatures. We don't need a cooling system. In a full EV, it would be important because you can eliminate the need for a cooling system, which can run anywhere from $500 to $600 in an EV. So those are just some of the reasons why it's important. And you get those temperature benefits while maintaining all the benefits that lithium-ion normally provides.
Why is this not only a big deal for A123 Systems, but for the industry itself?
Yeah, I think, well, for A123, I mean, we've been a leader in technology since we came onto the scene 10 years ago and have continued to innovate with our IPO in 2009. And we're known to be a leader in technology advancement. And I think this further proves that we're a leader in technology when it comes to energy storage and lithium-ion batteries. It's important for the industry because it allows us to further extend the use of lithium-ion batteries into new applications like start-stop systems, like remote cell towers. And that's important because it drives volume. And with volume, costs come down. And as costs come down, you open the market up to even further applications and make, you know, as you know, cost of EVs has been an issue. And the larger the volumes we can drive, the lower we can bring the cost down.
Now, A123 Systems was struggling for a while. You had some problems with your batteries, and we love to ask you this because you found out why. What happened?
Yeah, we announced a campaign earlier in the year, just at the end of the first quarter, to go out and replace some batteries in the field that would potentially have a reduced life. And so we proactively went out to our customers. There were five customers and, you know, around the globe that had these batteries, and we're working to pull them back and replace them. There was a manufacturing defect in one of our factories, and we found out about it and went out and actively campaigned those batteries, and are in the process of bringing them back from the field. So yeah, it's a new business, and we ramped up a rather large factory quickly last year, and you know, unfortunately some of these issues happened, and we were able to root cause it and be proactive and go out and get these batteries out of the field. So we're in the middle of that process right now.
How does it feel to go through challenges like the one you were just talking about, and now finding a major breakthrough and being able to expand your business into other markets?
Well, I can tell you I've been here just a little over 3 years, and I've never had such highs and such lows in my career. So it's been fun. It's been interesting. Obviously, we've been, you know, as a company, we've had, you know, great times. Our IPO in 2009 was one of the most successful in recent memory. And we obviously have had some issues related, you know, the campaign being one of them. So when we can announce new technology or new breakthroughs or new customers, obviously that's what it's all about. And, you know, it motivates the whole team to do even better, and that's what we're all about.
Now, because of your new breakthrough, the change will reduce the cost of an electrical vehicle battery pack by about $600 because it would eliminate the need for the cooling system, as you just mentioned. A lot of folks aren't buying electric cars, especially here in the state of Michigan, because of the cost. Do you foresee that changing?
Yeah, I think, you know, we have seen a slight contraction in, let's say, some of the euphoria around electric vehicles. And I think that's obvious given where fuel prices are at. I mean, if you look at the price of gas, it's still right around $4, slightly below $4. I think I paid $3.98 this week to fill up. It's hard to justify the upfront cost of an EV when gasoline is so cheap. The payback takes a long time. I think what you'll see, we're in this early adoption phase where people who want to be green, who care about the environment, who like new technology, they're buying the cars. And I think what you'll see is gas prices continue to rise, which I think we all believe is going to happen. You'll see the adoption of EVs become greater. At the same time, costs will come down, as I talked about, as we drive volume not only in the vehicle side but in other applications. Costs will come down, and they'll make that payback better. And I always talk about my dad. He's a retired GM engineer. He doesn't quite understand electric vehicles, but he knows what it costs to buy a car, and he's not going to buy the car unless he sees the payback. And so I know when he's thinking about buying an EV, then we'll have won, and we're still a little ways off from that.
Did A123 solely focus on the electric vehicle as opposed to other markets?
No, I mean, we've been diversified from day one. Our CEO likes to talk about the fact that it took our company 10 years to make a thimble full of powder, the secret sauce powder, as I call it. And it's only really been in the last 4 or 5 years that we've built factories and tried to scale the technology. And we got our start with DeWalt power tools, frankly. And so our first application was in DeWalt power tools, and then we expanded into an application called frequency regulation out on the grid for grid storage. And cars has really only come about in the last 3 years. And so we've been diversified really from day one, and our grid business we think will be bigger than our automotive business next year. So, you know, I think we're in a good position as far as diversity is concerned, and we continue to focus, you know, in multiple areas to help balance the business.
All right. Thanks so much, Jason. It's been a pleasure talking with you.